Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Greg Wiley, who is directing Fox on the Fairway, which will be on stage this weekend at the Washington Community Center. The harp players are putting on a show. I hear it's a comedy. Can you let us know what the show is and a little bit about the plot?
I would love to. It's the harp players is doing a play called The Fox on the Fairway. It's a Ken Ludwig play. It's a farce, a comedy, kind of a fast-moving comedy. The basic plot line is that we have two rival golf courses and their directors who have been rivals a very, very long time. They have the Inter Club tournament coming up. And possibly a little money is bet on this, maybe some real estate. These guys have hated each other for a very long time. And there's also some wife romantic activity that happens, a love interest between the two of the guy who owns the one golf course, who runs the one golf course, and the other golf course's wife. There's some activity there. And also there's some new members in the club who are possibly going to play in this tournament. So everything's up in the air, and everything's on the line for both of these golf course runners, these guys who own run the golf course. So a lot's on the line, and a lot of passion is involved, a lot of emotion, because a lot of their entire lives are basically in this whole little tournament that's coming up.
And does it have quite a big cast, or is this a smaller show?
This is a smaller show. We have six people in the cast. And it's kind of an ensemble cast. Everybody kind of has an equal part. You know, we have leads and things, but everybody's on stage a lot. There are local people and some newer people. We have two people from Kyoto, Mike McNerlin and Gina Bennett. Mike McNerlin has done other plays on the Washington stage, and Gina has also done shows, but she's new to the harp players. She's doing a great job. And we also have Mike Shantz, who is one of the golf course managers, and Tom Dawson, who's the other manager, and people will recognize these two guys from past shows. They're the guys that are at odds. And then we have a newer player here, Brandy Glaspie, who is playing a worker at one of the golf courses. And then kind of a twist here, when we started this show, the wife of one of the golf course managers, Mike Shantz, his wife, was going to be played by Lynn Partridge. Well, Lynn has family in Jordan and went off to visit them and came back with pneumonia. And she came back. We didn't know how long she was going to be down. So she decided that probably we should find a replacement. And so we chose Ed Colby to replace Lynn. So that's going to be kind of an interesting thing. I don't think I'm giving anything away when you hear that Ed Colby is going to be playing Mike Shantz's wife. He does a great job, and it fits just perfectly with the show. It's as serious as it needs to be for the show.
Great. And the Harp Players has a tie to a local nonprofit.
That's correct. The years that we do the show, our section of the profits from the play go to a local charity. This year, the charity we selected was HACAP. They do a lot of good in our area. They have a food pantry. They do assistance with electrical bills as the winter wears on here. There's veterans assistance, and there's just general assistance to people that need it in the community. It's a nice way, when you do a show, it's a nice way to give something back to the community. You can have fun and then do good for the community as well, and that's part of the fun for us.
And if people are interested in going to the show and helping HACAP at the same time, when will the show be on the stage?
The show will be March 11th and 12th and 18th and 19th out at the Community Theater. You can get tickets by calling 653-5175, or you can go online at wctheater.com. Another neat thing about this play, the Riverside Casino and Golf Course has donated rounds of golf, because this is a play about golf. And so each night we're going to raffle off two rounds of golf. So you come, you can buy a ticket for $1 and have a chance at two rounds of golf, which is kind of a neat addition too. And the money from that will go to HACAP as well.
Very nice. And that online ticketing is really simple. I've used that before.
It is. It's a new thing for the theater, but we found that there's a real need for it, a real desire for it out in the community. It's easy. It's quick. You can pick your seat. You can see where you want to sit and pick that seat. And the tickets will be sent to you if you want them to be. It's really great.
Great. And before I let you go, while rehearsing for a comedy, what is the biggest obstacle?
Well, timing is so important with a comedy. Because when you read a line, you have to think about, is this a funny line and is there a punch that needs to be brought out? And so you have to read the line in a way that is comedically, the timing is correct, that will give the most bang or laugh for the buck, I guess is what I want to say on that. So there's a lot of talk that we're doing about timing, you know, speed of the show, things like that. It's a fast-paced comedy, a lot of people running in and out of doors, you know, a lot of crazy stuff. When I read this play the first time, I had to stand up at the very end while I was reading it because it was just moving so fast and things were happening. I was laughing as I was reading it. So that's the kind of play this is.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with director Greg Wiley of Fox on the Fairway, which will be on the stage at the Washington Community Center this weekend and next weekend. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.